With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A fourth location where Riverside County residents can receive tests for coronavirus will open today in Paris, broadening the county's capacity to screen potentially infectious people. The testing site at the Paris Fairgrounds will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., Tuesdays to Saturdays, and provide the same services already in place at the Southwest Church in Indian Wells, the Diamond in Lake Elsinore, and Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside. The drive-through clinic at 18700 Lake Paris Drive will be available only to visitors who make appointments in advance, according to the Riverside University Health System. The same requirement is in place at the other sites. Appointments can be made by contacting the county at 800-945-6171. According to RUHS officials, over 18,000 people have been tested countywide. As of Monday night, the agency reported 1,750 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 50 deaths, and just under 300 patient recoveries. A San Francisco-based civil liberties group has filed a federal lawsuit against Riverside County and other entities statewide over barring religious gatherings in the name of coronavirus mitigation. The suit, filed in U.S. District Court in Riverside on Monday, seeks an injunction against measures that reflect a gross abuse of power that have been invoked in the name of public protection amid the coronavirus emergency, according to the complaint. The lawsuit brought by the Center for American Liberty directly challenges Governor Gavin Newsom's March 19th executive order on stay-at-home requirements, as well as Riverside County Public Health Officer Dr. Cameron Kaiser's April 6th amendment to his previous directives, which specified fines for gatherings of any size beyond the home, while continuing carve-out exemptions for designated operations, such as childcare facilities. The order expires on April 30th. Governor Gavin Newsom Monday announced more than $40 million to support foster children and families during the coronavirus pandemic. He says, "We're not giving up on our focus and our oversight and our legal responsibility to protect our children at this very difficult period of time." Vulnerable families will get an extra $200 per month to help them stay together. Some of the money will also help pay for social worker outreach. Newsom says he's extending foster care payments so teens who would age out of the foster system can keep their current living arrangements during the crisis. International charity groups usually provide support to war-torn or impoverished countries. But now, they're sending humanitarian aid to some of the wealthiest places in the United States to help manage the coronavirus pandemic. Direct Relief is helping supply hospitals across the country, while Doctors Without Borders is setting up hand-washing stations in New York. Experts say the fact that U.S. health providers are turning to international charities underscores the government's inadequate response. Mail-in ballots are going out in a California special election for a vacant U.S. House seat. The fight in the swing 25th District north of Los Angeles has been overshadowed by the coronavirus pandemic. Nearly all voters are expected to mail in ballots rather than go to polling places. The May 12 contest between Republican Mike Garcia and Democrat Christy Smith will be watched as a potential proxy vote on President Donald Trump's leadership during the crisis. The seat was vacated last year by former Democratic Representative Katie Hill, who resigned amid a sex scandal. KVCR News is updating our website daily with the latest information on coronavirus and its impact to both San Bernardino County and Riverside County. For the latest updates, please go to kvcrnews.org to see how your community is being directly affected. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.